Audio 272. 1. In your country, what are the major differences between the urban and the rural areas? I think the biggest difference between the two types of area is space. Within the city, there are buildings everywhere, including a vast number of high-rise apartments, whereas in the countryside, the bipolar opposite is the case. You're able to see in any direction for miles, and in general, even if you do see the buildings, they are relatively low. 2. Compare face-to-face communication with telephone communication. I think face-to-face communication is far superior to using a telephone. For a start, you can read the body language of a person if you can actually see them. For obvious reasons, it is not possible regular telephone unless you are using the video call feature, but even then, it's just not the same thing. I also think that actually talking to someone in the same room is a little bit more personal. For example, if you're giving them good news, they might want to give you a hug. And conversely, if you're giving them bad news, you might want to console them by touching or rubbing their shoulder. Physical contact during these times, in my opinion, is important. 3. What are the pluses and minuses of online shopping as compared to shopping in real shops? Well, firmly in the positive column, I think it's speed. Quite often, it's considerably faster to shop online than it is to go to a physical shop. The second thing I could add to this is price. Generally, certainly in my experience, buying things online is cheaper. Looking at the other side of the equation, I think the biggest drawback is that you cannot touch or feel what you're buying. And in the case of clothes, try it on to make sure it's the right size. Finally, to balance everything, there is a social aspect of shopping which would be unavailable online. 4. What are the differences between writing a letter and writing an email? These days, I think that most people construct a letter in the same way as they write an email, and would use the less formal tone of the latter. I think the ability to write a good letter is being lost, as it is very rarely taught in schools or universities these days, which in my mind is a real shame. 5. What's the difference between Chinese food and Western food? Well, where do I begin? I think the biggest difference between what we need here in China and the West is how we prepare, cook, and then present the food. So basically, everything. The sauces and oils that we use are also different. For the most part, and depending on which part of China you go to, the typical food could be very spicy. I think the only similarity in the food styles is that the ingredients are not that different. After all, a chicken is a chicken.